how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins. Welcome, I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell.
And today we are going to talk about the antiquated operating system. So what the heck does that mean? You know, and John, actually, why don't you kick this off with when we're saying antiquated operating system, what the heck does that mean?
Well, we're all innately wired for survival. You know, when we come out of the womb, we are innately wired for survival. Which causes 90% of your thoughts to be fear-based and you're reactive rather than proactive on your important agenda. And, you know, of course, that was great, 5,000, 10,000 years ago when there was danger around every corner. You want to be reactive and fear-based. But, you know, it's exactly the opposite if you want to be productive, creative, and happy. And, you know, this is such a fundamental thing for people to understand that so many people, I don't think, understand. And don't you think most people are, do you think most people understand this?
No, I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, and I was studying everything business related, leadership related, all of that, but not understanding how my brain actually worked, you know, and what's so just blows my mind, no pun intended,
right,
is that nobody teaches us how to use our brains. It's our most powerful asset. And nobody teaches us how to use it to create success.
Right.
And I think once I understood, you know, so not only the antiquated operating system, but how the brain works and why it works that way. And how does that, so the autopilot, well, the brain is brilliantly designed. Think about this. You're everything happening right now. So you, as the listener, if you're driving right now, you're looking through your windshield, your brain is processing everything that you're seeing around you, while at the same time, it's you're listening and processing the information that we're saying right now. Your brain is keeping your heart beating, your breath, you know, like it has so much to do. One of its job is being efficient. And so that is why, you know, you are that autopilot is in play, because if you had to think about every single friggin' thing that you did all day long, you know, you'd be exhausted. You wouldn't get anything done if you had to think about how to tie your shoe, you know, or something along those lines.
And think about this. So if you're innately wired for survival and that causes you to be innately fear-based and reactive, and then you combine that with 95% of your daily actions being unconscious, what that really means is that when your little eyes open up each morning, you're on autopilot most of the day, innately wired to be fear-based, reactive, and negative, which again is the exact opposite of how you want to be if you want to be productive, creative, and happy. And you know, I got a great analogy, or at least I think it's great.
We'll see. I may be
the only one, but you know, think about this. It's the analogy of your computer and the software it's running. So your brain is your computer, and it's a state-of-the-art computer, right? But it's going to run on software and operating system. Well, the way most people do it, they're running that state-of-the-art computer on a version of Windows, that first version of Windows that came out 40 years ago, the DOS version. Well, of course it runs clunky. You know, it's the greatest computer known to man, but it's going to run clunky if you're running software that is antiquated. And, you know, once you sort of get this and go, oh, okay, So I need to run the latest, greatest software, which requires simply reprogramming the computer with the state-of-the-art software. But here's the thing that's interesting. You got to install that software every day. Unlike most, you know, computers, you put the software in, we're good to go. You know, the software that you got to override is that antiquated operating, innately wired for survival software. You're not going to be able to pull that out and replace it with this. You're going to overlay this using, you know, the methodology we teach to rewire your autopilot. And it overlays new programming that gears you to success. But I maybe is that a good analogy?
Yeah, no, I think that that's a great analogy. You know, I think it is exactly right. It's this old software, you know, that we're operating on. And, you know, the difference being with the new software, like you were talking about, you upgrade it, you know, and then maybe a month or two from now, you do an update and everything. This is updating every single day and reinforcing that new programming every single day. So, you know, it's tricky. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to mention, and just to help people tie, you know, the idea of the antiquated operating system to their own life, you know, so your brain is designed to be fear-based, as John just said, you know, and it's looking for all of the things that could potentially be dangerous for you. Mm-hmm. That's why change is so hard for most people, because your brain sees that as a threat, you know, even the smallest change, you know, so that's why too, when you're listening to some of this, you may be thinking, this is, you know, this is a bunch of BS, you know, or this doesn't, you know, those could be some of the things that might be going through your mind. Understand exactly that that's what your mind is designed to do. It's throwing up those things to stop you from making the change. That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to protect you because it's innately wired for fear. So think about that. I mean, and think about that related to your life and anything that you've thought, oh, I really want to do this, or I want to make this investment in my business, or I don't know if I'm quite ready to hire this employee, but man, it would bring it could bring a real benefit to the business. You'll feel that brain kick in, that antiquated operating system where it goes into that protection mode. And so a lot of this too is just kind of seeing that for what it is, you know, and recognizing that that's what your brain is designed to do.
You know, that is an interesting point, because, the brain is wired to resist change, even though change may logically seem like the thing to do so you could be more successful. But it wants to stay in that cozy, comfortable place you are right now. And that's so counterproductive. And you know, I see all the time people not taking action when they know what they need to do. They're fully on board, but they won't take action. And I'm like, people, come on. You know, if you don't agree with the action, that's okay. But if you believe in the action, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. But I see just what the point you're making is that we're innately wired not only for survival, but to stay right where we are, where we are. And I think that may be a good epiphany to end this on, is that not only are you innately wired for survival and being fear-based, reactive, and negative, you're innately wired not to change. And so if you don't change, you're going to keep on getting what you got. But intellectually, knowing there's a better way. So, okay. Well, that takes care of it today. So we'll see you next time. And if you want to learn more, go to thinkitbeit.com, email Kelly at thinkitbeit.com, or me at john@thinkitbeit.com. So until next time, we'll see you.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.